This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Next up is Ryan, listening in Abilene, Texas. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Hank, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You talk a lot about spiritual discipline, which I love and really appreciate. I've really struggled in the past with legalism, striving, burnout, to lack of interest. And so I was just going to kind of ask about what you do personally to really build your inner man and grow in the spirit. So if you have any kind of tips on that specifically, that'd be great.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I've oftentimes said is that our Lord modeled all the things that we talk about when we talk about the spiritual disciplines. For example, he often withdrew to lonely places and prayed, but why? Was it perfunctory? Was it legalism? No, because he desired fellowship with his heavenly Father. And that is the whole issue with respect to spiritual disciplines. It is to embrace things so that our relationship with God is enhanced. And so, in essence, the things of this world go strangely dim in the light of His glory and His grace. So spiritual disciplines allow us to have a much fuller and more fruitful relationship with the Lord, and they are means by which we can, in fact, live the crucified life. So there are things that we have to put into practice in order to live the crucified life. And we see those things modeled in the Apostle Paul. What's particularly interesting in the life of the Apostle Paul, to your point, is that he once experienced the spiritual disciplines on the basis of pure legalism. He was a Pharisee. He practiced spiritual disciplines, but it was not in order to develop a full and rich and fragrant relationship with God. No, he was far removed from God. He didn't know God. He was the enemy of God. He persecuted God's people. It was only after he was converted that those same spiritual disciplines were now practiced for an altogether different reason. And that was the reason modeled by Jesus Christ that I referred to earlier, which is he often withdrew to lonely places. Now, not because it was a Pharisaical practice or legalism, but because he desired fellowship with his Heavenly Father.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.